感谢主，我们继续来学习道理，互相勉励。
And so thank God, we continue mutually encourage one another.
我们今天早上谈到这个栽种跟收成。
And this morning we talked about sowing and reaping.
说这个是一个自然的定理。
And this is a natural order.
我们种什么就收什么。
That whatever we sow, we reap.
我们种的多，收成就多。
And the more we sow, the more we reap.
啊，种的少，收成就少。
And the less we sow, the less we reap. 啊，
所以圣经里面讲到说啊，我们如果按照圣灵撒种，就能够收永生。
And so the Bible teaches us that if we if we sow spiritually, then we shall reap eternal life.
按照情欲撒种就收败坏。
And if we sow according to our desires, we shall reap destruction.
这是一个基本的原则。
And this is the general principle.
那是我们知道我们人啊都不完全。
But we know that as humans, we are all imperfect.
当然我们有正面的善行的一部分。
And so we have a positive side of us that wants to do good.
有好的结果。
And it will have a positive result.
像亚伯拉罕的信心承受神的祝福。
For example, the faith of Abraham caused him to receive the blessings of God.
但是亚伯拉罕也有美中不足的地方。
And Abraham, however, also had his weaknesses.
因为他的信心不足，所以有一些不好的行为。结果就影响到他的以后。
And so he had some wrongdoings that would have a later consequence on the later generations.
我们知道说我们在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
And we know that before God we are open book.
神是绝对公义的。
And God is absolutely just.
所以我们学习道理的目的就是让我们那个优点不断的增长。
And so the purpose of us studying the Word of God is so that our good part can be expanded and strengthened.
然后把我们的缺点软弱慢慢的就把它消除掉。
So that our weaknesses and our wrongdoings can be minimized.
所以雅各说我们常常在听道理。
And so James tells us we often hear the Word of God.
这个道理就是一面镜子。
And the word of God is a mirror.
来对照我们的行为。
It is to reflect our actions.
来修正我们的缺点。
And to correct our wrongdoings.
如果我们常常这样学习道理的话，我们就会越来越进步。
And so if we continue to learn the truth of God, then gradually we will improve.
越来越完全。
And we become more and more perfect.
因为圣经神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because the word of God is a lamp to our path and light to our feet.
所以如果我们信主了以后，我们不太喜欢听道理这很危险的。
And so if after we believe, and we do not like to hear the word of God, this is very dangerous.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because believing comes from hearing the word of God.
我们常常听道学道理，我们灵性才会成长。
And so if we often hear it and do the word of God, then we can, then we will grow spiritually.
谈到这个义人
And speaking of righteous,
昨天晚上聚会的时候，有人在问说什么是义人。
And during our Bible study last night, someone asked, "What is a righteous person?"
有时候人对义人的标准也不太一样。
And even everyone has a different standard for what it means to be righteous.
我记得在这边跟我们学习过，义人必因信得生。
And so the I believe I have taught before that the righteous shall be victorious by faith.
我们看到历史上一些义人都有神的特别看顾。
And we see throughout history that the righteous people have the protection of God.
好像挪亚在世代当中，神说他是一个义人。
And for example, Noah, in that evil generation, he was a righteous man.
因为他敬畏神，听从神的话。
And because he feared God and he listened to the word of God.
照神的吩咐造方舟。
And he built the ark according to the commands of God.
带领全家进方舟。
So that the entire household could be brought within the ark.
所以在那个洪水的灾难当中他可以避免掉。
And so in the catastrophe of the flood, he was able to avoid that.
说因为信救了全家。
And because of his faith, his entire household was saved.
定了当世代的罪。
And so it was judged according to the sin of that generation.
啊，当然我们看到圣经还有很多的义人，比如说但以理和他的三个朋友。
And we see in the Bible there are more examples of righteous people. For example, Daniel and his three friends.
虽然受到人的伤害。
And even though they were harmed by man,
但是在患难当中啊，神特别的保守跟眷顾。
However, in difficulty, they found the providence and the protection of God.
在烈火当中啊，那个火没有力量烧他们。
And in the midst of the burning fire, the fire could not burn them or
consume them. 虽然在狮子坑当中啊，神把狮子的嘴巴把它封住。
And even though they were, he was thrown into the den of lions, the lion's mouth was closed by God.
所以我们看到说神很看重义人啊。
And so we see that God puts great emphasis on the righteous.
诗篇三十四篇里面说义人有时候会遭到苦难。
And in Psalm 34 tells us that the righteous will still encounter difficulties.
但是当他们一呼求啊，神就拯救他们脱离一切的患难。
But when they cry out to God, God hears them and saves them from all their troubles.
因为神特别喜欢义人听他们的祷告。
Because God especially loves the righteous and hears their prayers.
彼得后书里面谈到这个所多玛、俄摩拉，因为这城里面呐、罪恶很重，所以神用硫磺火把他们灭掉。
And so in 2 Peter talks about how great the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah were that God sent fire to burn down the two cities.
神要把它毁灭之前啊，亚伯拉罕知道了。
And before God destroyed the cities, Abraham knew.
亚伯拉罕为这个将要灭亡的城一直再三的祷告呼求。
And Abraham kept praying and crying out on behalf of these cities.
他说神啊，你绝对不是把义人跟恶人一起毁灭的神。
And so he cried. He prayed to God, saying, "God, you are not the God who destroys the good with the evil."
这个城里面如果有五十个义人啊，难道你要把义人跟恶人啊一起毁灭吗？
And Lord, he asked God that, God, if there are 50 righteous men in the city, would you destroy the good with the evil?
神说啊，如果有五十个义人，我会因为这些义人的缘故把城留下来。
And God responded that if there were 50 righteous men in this city, then I would not destroy the cities on behalf of these righteous.
亚伯拉罕说，那如果45个呢？40个呢？
And so Abraham asked, what about 45? What about 40?
亚伯拉罕祷告了六次。
And Abraham made 6 prayers.
一直到最后说，如果有十个义人呢？
And in his final prayer, he asked, what about 10 righteous men?
神说，我会因为十个义人的缘故把城留下来。
And God said, on behalf of 10 righteous men, I will not destroy the city.
他说，我们看到说啊，亚伯拉罕的呼求啊，神都听。
And so we see that God listened to Abraham's cries.
主是因为这个城里面的罪太重了。
But it was just that the sin of the cities were too great.
所以不得已啊，就把他们毁灭掉。
And it was reluctantly the two cities were destroyed.
那就说啊，神要毁灭的时候，他特别纪念亚伯拉罕。
And the Bible records that when God destroyed the city, he especially remembered Abraham.
他派两个天使到这个所多玛城去。
And they sent, God sent 2 angels into the city of Sodom.
说把这个罗德跟他一家人硬着要把他们拉出来。
And that they grabbed Lot and his entire household and forced them out.
我们看一下彼得后书第二章。
Look at 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
第六节
，verse 6，
彼得后书二章第六节
，Second Peter chapter 2 verse 6，
说又判定所多玛、俄摩拉将两城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的见解。第七节
，verse 7，
主搭救了那常为恶人引起忧伤的义人罗德，这里讲到说这个所多玛罪很重啊，所以神把它灭掉了。
And so here it talks about the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah were so great that God destroyed them.
那是说神就特别救了这个义人罗德。
And then here it mentions that God especially delivered righteous Lot.
我们知道说这个罗德啊，把他能够得救，一方面是亚伯拉罕的代祷。
We know that Lot, he was able to be saved on behalf, partially because of Abraham's intercession.
另外一个这个罗德啊，神说他是为那个罪人的言行啊，啊，忧伤的人。
And but here it describes Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked.
所以讲起来，这个罗德啊，他的信心啊，不是很坚强。
So it seems that the faith of Lot might not have been very strong.
所以他才会一直贪爱世界啊，跑到去住在这个索多玛。
Which is why he pursued after the wealth of the world, and he moved into Sodom.
但虽然他很软弱，但是他主要有一点点的义心呐，他说神来拯救他。
And even though he was weak, he had a slight heart of righteousness, so God saved him.
啊，当然了，我们在道理上啊，要不断的追求。
Of course, we also need to pursue after the truth.
还要成圣完全，这是我们的目标。
That we need to complete our perfection and pursue perfection.
啊，但是主要我们有一种追求的心啊，其实神会喜悦。
And as long as we have a heart of pursuing the truth, then God will find favor.
我们有那个厌恶罪恶啊，喜欢追求向善的心呐，他说神就会悦纳你。
And so we, if we hate evil but continue to love and desire good, then God will find favor.
所以当然我们都有很多的不足的地方。
And of course, many of us we have many weaknesses and.
那是我们晓得我们的神是怜悯慈爱的神。
But we know that our God is a loving and merciful God.
当然我们不能够用我们的软弱做借口。
And of course, we cannot use our weaknesses as an excuse.
但是如果说我们有心想要归向神，想要努力这个心神就会悦纳。
But as long as we have a heart to return back to God and face God, then God finds favor in this.
所以诗篇里面说其实神是满有怜悯慈悲的神。
And so in Psalms, it says that God is full of mercy.
神如果要按照我们人的行为来判断我们没有一个人可以在神的面前站立得住。
And if God wanted to judge us based on our own actions, no one would be able to stand before God.
但是说父亲怎样怜惜儿女神就怎样来怜惜我们。
And so the Bible says that as a father loves his children, so God loves us.
我们做父母亲的都知道说我们的孩子还小他难免会做错
And as parents, we know that our children are very young, and so inevitably they will do wrong.
所以我们管教他的目的就是他能够让他们能够走在正确的道路上面。
And so we discipline them, so we hope that they can walk on the right path.
父母管教儿女是出于爱。
And so the parents discipline the child out of love.
父母充满着怜悯的心肠。
And so the parents have a heart of mercy.
其实神也是一样的对待我们。
And in the same way, God treats us the same way.
所以我们只要知道说错了，悔改。
And as long as we know we have done wrong, then we need to repent.
能够不断的让自己不断的归向神神就会悦纳。
And so as long as we continue to go back to God, then God will find favor.
所以主要是讲那个浪子的比喻。
And so Jesus talks about the prodigal son.
这个孩子实在太坏了。
And this child is so disobedient.
把父亲的财产弄变卖掉。
That he wasted the inheritance of the father.
在外面犯罪妄纵花尽所有的。
That outside he gave in to his sins and gave in to his desires and he wasted his life.
等到这个孩子穷苦了，他醒悟过来的时候。
And then when the child became poor and then he came to his senses.
说我要回到父亲那里。
And he said, I want to return back to my father.
这个父亲老早就在门口在那边盼望，在那边等了。
And so the father has been waiting there all this time, waiting for the
child to return. 一看到这个孩子的眼珠就赶快跑过去抱着他连连亲嘴
Even from a far distance, the father saw the son and ran to him and hugged him and kissed him.
他都没有想到说这个孩子以前变坏了。还是收纳他，接纳他。
He did not think about the child who had gone astray and done wrong, but rather he still accepted him and received him.
这是让我们了解天父的心肠。
And so this allows us to understand the heart of the Father.
所以我们主要归向神，回头归向他， 神就会悦纳我们。
As long as we turn back to God and go to Him, He will receive us.
我们谈到这个义人啊，会因信得生。
And so, we talk about the righteous man who will be victorious by faith.
所以说，我们要做世代中的义人。
And so we need to be the righteous person of this generation.
好像挪亚，好像这些古圣徒一样。
Just like Noah and the ancient saints.
那我们现在怎么做义人？
And so how do we be a righteous person now?
他说我们要信主受洗呀，啊，能够得到赦罪，就白白得称义。
That we need to believe and be baptized and receive the water baptism, and then our sins are washed away.
他说我们信主了以后啊，他说神就称我们是圣徒。
And so after we are we have been baptized, and God deems us as saints.
啊，那是我们行事为人跟要跟我们所得的恩相称。
And so we need to have grace with others.
啊，努力把神的道行出来。
That we manifest the word of God in our daily lives.
啊，所以真正的信心啊，应当有行动的表现。
And so true faith must have action.
啊，可以因行为又因行为来得到称义。
And by faith, we may be justified by faith.
啊，所以不只是名分上的圣徒。
That we are not merely saints by name,
而是能够慢慢追求达到实质上的称义成圣。
But rather we are sanctified and justified by faith.
啊，这是我们努力的目标。
And this is our goal.
啊，这个义人就要因信来得生。
And so the righteous shall by faith receive eternal life.
所以我们这个信心啊，从头开始要一直的维持到最后。
And so we need to maintain our faith from the beginning to the end.
神啊，我们的信心啊，也要我们的得救也要借着信心来完成。
Our salvation needs to be completed by our faith.
那这个提摩太后书四章里面讲到什么叫做因信得生啊。
And so in 2 Timothy chapter 4 tells us how we can be victorious by faith.
说是可以脱离诸般的患难。
And we can depart from all evil.
啊，救我们进到永生的天国。
That we can be taken up into eternal life in heaven.
所以说我们被盖印了以后啊，神就知道谁是属他的人。
And once we have been sealed by God, then God knows which of us belong to Him.
属神的人都有神的特别保守跟看顾。
And so those who belong to God have the special providence and guidance of God.
好像以色列人啊，神就把他们跟埃及人把他分别出来。
And for example, the Israelites were separated by God from the Egyptians.
所以在患难当中啊，但是在主里面能够得享平安。
And so even though they were in difficulty, but in the Lord, they were able to find peace and joy.
能够胜过世界，得享永生。
And so they were able to transcend this world and find eternal life.
这个就是因为信啊，来胜过世界。
And it is because of their faith that they have transcended and
overcome
the world. 因为信
来得到灵魂的救恩。
And because of faith, they are able to find the eternal salvation of the soul.
所以有的人说啊，为什么义人就不会受苦吗？
And so some people may ask, will the righteous not suffer?
义人就不会死吗？
Will the righteous not die?
我们知道说圣经里面也有一些义人啊，他们受苦的一些例子。
And we also know from the Bible that there are many examples of the righteous who suffer.
好像约瑟啊，被卖啊，做奴仆啊，又下监。
For example, Joseph, he was sold and then he was thrown in prison and made a slave.
因为神用这个苦难当教师来锻炼他。
And so God used the suffering as a teacher to train him.
所以他经过了苦难以后然后神把他锻炼好了。然后就成为全埃及的宰相。
And so after God had finished training him, then God elevated him to become the prime minister of Egypt.
来成就神的旨意。
And so that he could complete the will of God.
约伯也是一个义人。
And the same with Job.
因为神说啊，约伯敬畏神，远离恶事。
And the Bible says that Job departed from evil and feared the Lord.
那时候魔鬼就控告啊，说因为你把他用篱笆围得很好啊，当然他敬畏你。
And but Satan oppose God, saying that you, of course he is righteous because he, you have surrounded him, protected him so well.
神容许魔鬼来试探耶伯。
And so God allowed Satan to tempt Job.
耶伯一开始也不晓得为什么突然间遭遇那么多那么多的灾难。
And so Job in the beginning did not understand why he encountered so much tribulation.
他想说啊，我没有真正得罪神啊。
And he said that I have not done anything to sin against our
friend
God.
对自己的遭遇啊，没有办法了解。
And so he could not understand the disasters that were happening.
神慢慢跟他训练以后啊，他慢慢了解神的旨意。
But after he received training from God, he gradually understood the will of God.
他说啊，我被试炼以后啊，我就会像金金一样。
And he said, "Try me, and I shall become like gold."
他说我这个肉体啊，毁坏以后啊，将来在肉体之外会得见神。
And though my body may deteriorate with my eyes, I shall see God.
啊，最后啊，他明白神的旨意以后啊，他。神把他从那个苦境当中转回。
And so when he was able to see God, then God changed him out of his suffering.
他那个时候啊，对神的给他的操练，他就明白了。
And so at that time, God understood the trials that God had given to him.
他说：“我从前风闻有神呐，但是我现在亲眼看到神。”
And he said that I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
那所以神训练耶伯，训练义人呐，就是要让他更加成圣完全。
And so, so when Job and the righteous people are face suffering, it is so that God can train them better.
就是要让他的信心跟灵性啊更加的完美。
It is to allow their faith, their spirituality, to become more and more perfected.
那所以基督徒也会受苦。
And so Christians will also suffer.
所以保罗说啊，我们基督徒啊，经历苦难啊，这是命定的。
And so Paul says that it is inevitable that we encounter difficulties.
我们要进到神的国啊，也是会经过许多的艰难。
And in order to enter into the heavenly kingdom, we must face many troubles.
但是我们要坚守信心啊，能够胜过各样的考验。
But we need to be strong in our faith and overcome any trials and temptations.
基督徒当然在带着肉体啊，肉体有一天也会离开世界。
And Christians with our bodies shall one day depart from this world.
因为属世众人的结局。
Because the destruction comes upon the evil.
我们看到那个挪亚的世代，还有启示录里面呢。
And so, if we look at the generation of Noah and the time of Revelations,
挪亚的世代啊，虽然啊，圣经主在记载挪亚一家得救。
And so, in the time of Noah, only the Bible records only Noah's family was saved.
事实上，挪亚之前呢、啊。有一些义人啦、啊，神已经把他们收回去了。
But actually, before the time of Noah, there were many righteous people who God brought back to Himself.
将来这个世界末日之前也是一样。
And the same before the end of the world.
我们看启示录十四章。
We look at Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章十四节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 14.
十四章十四节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 14.
我又观看见有一片白云，云上坐着一个好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着块镰刀。十五节。
15.
又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了。”地上的庄稼已经熟透了。十六节。
16.
那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。这里讲到说啊，那个庄稼成熟了，天使就来收割。
And so here, when it says that the harvest is ripe, then God will send down the reapers.
前面这个收割应该是好的。
And so this sowing, this reaping is must be good.
所以十三节讲。
And so verse 13 tells us.
在主里面死的人有福了。
That blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
因为他们洗了劳苦做工的骨效随着他们。
That they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
所以世界最后有一个空前绝后的大灾难。
And so at the end of the earth, there will be a great disaster.
在灾难之前啊，有些圣徒啊，神会先接他们回家。
And before the disaster, God will bring back his saints back home.
我们看以赛亚书五十七章。
We look at the book of Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
啊，第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
一人死亡，无人放在心上。虔诚人被收去，无人思念。这一人被收去，是免了将来的祸患。第二节。
Verse 2.
他们得享平安，素行正直的个人在坟墓里面安歇。那所以有些圣徒啊，神不要让他们经过那个大灾难啊，所以事先让他们安息，把他们带回家。
And so God does not desire that some of his righteous people face the great disaster, and so he lets them rest and bring them home.
这些人啊，他们所工作的谷效随着啊。他们暂时安歇，将来起来享受从神来的福分。
And so God says that these people, their works will follow after them, and so they rest, and then they are taken back.
所以敬畏神的人呢，有时候神也把他收起啊。
And so those who fear God, God will call them back.
他可以免去将来的祸患。
So that they can avoid the inevitable disaster.
另外有一个收割，这个就不好了。
And then there is another kind of reaping that is no good.
看回来启示录十四章。
We look at Revelation chapter 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十四章十七节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 17.
又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着块镰刀。又有一位天使从祭坛中出来，素有权柄管火的，向拿着快镰刀的大声喊着，伸出快镰刀，收起地上的葡萄树的果子，因为熟透了。十九节。
19.
那天使就把镰刀啊扔在地上，收起了地上的葡萄，丢在神愤怒的大酒榨中啊。二十节。
20.
那酒榨揣在城外，就有血从酒榨流出来，高到马的脚踝，远有六百里。这个就不好的收割了。
And so this is the bad reaping.
他说人的那个罪恶很大，说好像那个葡萄太熟了，又烂掉了。
And so that the evil people, they are like the grapes that are too ripe that they have rotted.
所以把它收割起来，丢在神愤怒的酒榨里面。
And so because they are rotted, they are thrown into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
被踩了以后啊，就有那个血流出来。
And so they are trampled upon, and the blood shall come out of the winepress.
就是恶者受审判。
And this is the evil people facing the judgment of God.
所以我们看到有两种不一样的收割。
And so we see that there are two different kinds of reaping.
好的收起来，放到天仓里面。
And so the good ones are reaped and taken into heaven.
不好的啊，就收成我用火把它烧掉。
And so those who are evil are reaped and then they are burned by fire.
所以我们说啊，最后的末世大灾难也是一样。
And so we say the great disaster in the end will be the same.
说到时候啊，整个宇宙啊，好像一个烧着的火炉。
And all of nature will be like a fire burning.
根本枝条啊，都没有存留。
And so nothing will remain.
但是敬畏神的人呢、好像那个笼子放出来的牛羊啊，非常的兴奋，非常的快乐。
But the believers, those who have been saved, shall be very joyful and free.
路加福音里面说啊，大家想起那个主要来的那个日子啊，都吓得魂不附体。
And so then Luke tells us about those who see and look forward to the day of God's coming back, and they're frightened.
知道这个日期来到啊，我们就挺身昂首来迎接主。
But those of us who believe, we look forward to and welcome and receive the coming of the Lord.
所以这个是敬畏神的跟不敬畏神的人最后的结局是完全不一样的。
And so these are the different final conclusions that the good and the evil will face.
我们再从这个圣经里面再举一个例子。
And from the Bible, we will raise another example.
我们来看这个雅各。
And if we look at James.
我们看到先来谈这个雅各蒙福的部分。
And so when we talk about James being blessed,
因为他跟哥哥要出生之前呢，神已经讲了，大的要服侍小的。
Before Jacob was born, God had already told the father that the young older shall serve the younger.
所以雅各还没有出生啊，神就应许要给他得福。
And so even before Jacob was born, he was already blessed by God.
那当时按照当时的律法是长子得福分。
And so according to the Old Testament law, it is the firstborn who receives the blessing.
啊，雅各却爱慕长子的名分。
But Jacob desired the firstborn rights.
啊，当然一开始是用那个红豆汤跟他的哥哥来交换。
And in the beginning, Jacob exchanged this birthright with a red lentil soup.
圣经里面特别记载这个以扫啊。他很轻易的就把他长子的名分啊就卖掉了。
And the Bible especially mentions that Esau despised his birthright, and so he sold it away.
因为他认为说这个长子的名分对他没有意义。
Because he felt that the birthright had no benefit to him.
但是雅各却爱慕这个长子的名分。
But Jacob he desired that firstborn right.
所以神的应许呀、啊，成就他所求的。
And so God gave him according to his desires.
后来是爸爸年纪大了，还要离世之前要跟他们祝福。
And so the father Isaac in his old age he wanted to bless his sons before he died.
啊，结果这个雅各又用方法，妈母亲给他一个方法来得到父亲的祝福。
And so Jacob's mother gave him a method in order to steal his brother's blessing.
那当然，这个整个过程当中有他属灵的教训。
And of course, this whole process has a spiritual teaching.
告诉我们不要像那个以扫啊，那么轻看长子的名位啊，随便就把它卖掉了。
That we should not be like Esau, who despised his birthright and casually gave it away.
但是这个雅各要得到长子的名位，也有一个过程。
But also for Jacob to achieve and become receive this birthright, it also has a progression.
妈妈为他杀羔羊。
That the mother made a sacrifice on his
behalf. 然后把那个羔羊的皮披在他的身上。
And then the sacrificial lamb, the skin was placed on Jacob.
然后他穿哥哥长子的衣服。
And so he wore the clothes of the older brother's birthright.
所以以撒要跟他祝福的时候，他分不出来。
And so when Isaac wanted to bless his children, he could not differentiate.
他说，声音是雅各的声音啊，但是啊，摸起来是那个以扫啊。
And so he said that the voice sounded like Jacob, but the feel that of his skin felt like Esau.
后来他又闻到那个衣服的香气。
And then he smelled the scent coming from the clothes.
然后他就为他祝福了。
And so he blessed him.
这个告诉我们啊，一个啊，人要得福气啊，一定要杀羔羊流血。
And so this tells us that if anyone wants to receive the blessing of God, they must make a sacrifice and shed blood and put on Christ.
要穿上长子的衣服。
And they need to put on the clothing of the firstborn.
要发出香气，这都有属灵的教训在里面。
And to give off a scent, a fragrance. And so all of this has spiritual teachings.
那所以这个雅各爱慕长子的福分，后来神就给他。
And so Jacob, he desired the firstborn rights, and so God later gave it to him.
虽然他因为这样要离开家。
And because of this, he had to depart from home.
因为哥哥要杀他。
Because his brother wanted to kill him.
那结果在路上啊，神就保护他。
But on the road, God protected him.
让他梦见天梯。
To allow him to dream about a ladder that went up to heaven.
神应许要呼奉给他。
And so God made a promise to
向神祷告许愿。
And so God made a prayer and made a swear.
说你如果能够带领我平平安去平平安安回来，我要把你当作我的神。
And so Jacob said that if I am able to go to and come back peacefully, then you will be my God.
后来神真的随着他的脚步赐福给他。
And truly, God led him by the throughout his footsteps.
20年回来以后得到十几个儿女。
And so after 20 years, he returned back with many children.
牛羊牲畜三大群。
An abundance of cattle.
他说啊, 这位神就是牧养我一生的神。
And so he said, this is the God that has shepherded me throughout my whole life.
所以雅各在这方面算是成功的。
And so in this aspect, Jacob was very successful.
所以他有一个成功的晚年。
And so he had a successful old age.
但是从另外一个角度来看,
But from another perspective,
雅各也有他的缺点。
Jacob also had his faults.
虽然他想要这个福分, 但是他所用的方法不对。
And so even though Jacob desired this right, his methods were not correct.
所以我们要追求信仰,一方面我们动机要对,我们手段也要对。
And so if we want to pursue after this faith, we need to have the right motivation and have right actions.
犹大虽然把耶稣卖掉,成全神的救恩。
And even though Judas, he betrayed Jesus and sold Jesus and to complete the will of God. But we cannot say that Judas was an instrument.
因为主耶稣的救恩啊,一定会成就。
The will of God will definitely be fulfilled.
就是犹大没有卖单啊,主耶稣也有方法来成就救恩。
And even if Judas did not betray Jesus, Jesus would have found a way to complete salvation.
但是犹大卖主的这一件事情啊,就是错的。
But it is wrong for Judas to betray Jesus.
为着30块钱,把主啊,就把他出卖掉了。
For 30 pieces of silver, Judas sold Jesus.
我们无论是正面的,负面的啊,都能够成全神的旨意。
And so whether it is positive or negative, we will always fulfill the will of God.
但是我们如果走正面的啊,我们就能够得祝福。
But if we do things according to the good way, then we will receive the blessing of God.
我们如果是负面的方法,我们就会被神追究。
But if we use wrong methods, then we will be cast aside by God.
雅各年纪大的时候,
and Jacob's old age,
被他的儿子所骗,
he was deceived by his own children.
因为他叫约瑟啊, 说你带着东西去旷野啊, 去野地看看, 哥哥们平安不平安。
Jacob told Joseph to bring some things to his older brothers to see if they are in peace in the wilderness. And then his brother said, oh, the dreamer has come. We should kill him. And see if his dreams come true.
后来他们兄弟后来就把耶稣丢在坑里面。 后来又把他卖掉,卖给以斯玛利人。
But then his brothers decided to throw him into a pit, and then later they sold him.
他们把那个耶稣的衣服啊,就把那个彩衣啊,就把它撕碎。
And so they took his tunic, and then they ripped it in shreds.
杀了羊阿巴奇啊,染在这个衣服上面。
And so they killed a kid of the goats, and they dipped the tunic in the blood.
然后回去告诉他的父亲说,你看看这是不是你的儿子。
And so they went back to the father and asked, do you know whether this is your son's tunic or not?
雅各看到这个耶稣的彩衣被撕碎了,而且衣服上都是血。
And so Jacob, he saw that his son's tunic was ripped in parts and they also had blood on it.
所以那个时候他非常痛苦啊,没有办法受安慰。
And he was so saddened and he mourned that he could not be comforted.
本来叫一个17位的孩子去探望10个哥哥。
Originally, he sent a teenager to go look after his brothers.
结果十个哥哥他们平安回来,他这个最爱的儿子,这个就丧失掉了。
But in return, his older brothers were able to return safely. However, he lost his most beloved son.
可能那个时候他对自己很自责,所以没有办法得安慰。
And so he really rebuked himself and was unable to find comfort.
那我们看到说,雅各曾经骗他的父亲啊, 后来也为他的儿子所骗。
And so we see that Jacob, he deceived his father, and so later on, he was deceived by his own son.
事实上神应许说,这个大的要服侍小的。
And so originally, God said that the older shall serve the younger.
那只有他如果按照神的旨意慢慢等候，神的旨意会实现的。
If he were to patiently wait on the will of God, then the will of God would manifest itself.
但是他用自己的方法，当然是母亲教他的。
But instead, he used his own methods, which of course was taught to him by his mother.
实际上是用欺骗的方法来得到父亲的祝福。
And so he actually used a deception in order to receive the blessing of God.
有的人讲说这是雅各跟利百加他们是凭着神的应许去做的啊。
And so some people will say that Jacob did this with Rebecca according to the promise.
如果我们用正当的方法来得到这个没有后遗症。
And so if we do things by good ways, we will not have any side effects.
如果我们的方法不对就要为我们的错误付出代价。
And so if we do something wrong, then we have to pay the price.
所以我们看到雅各的欺骗他最后也是一直的被欺骗。
And so we see that Jacob, he used deception, and then later on, he was constantly deceived.
他在那个拉班家的时候。
And so when he was at the house of Laban,
说拉班就好几次欺骗他。
Laban deceived him so many times.
本来答应说要把拉结给他为妻的。
Originally, Laban was going to give him Rachel as a bride.
哪里知道他等了七年结果用利亚来代替拉结。
And so, little did he know that after working for 7 years, Laban would switch Leah out for Rachel.
发现了以后跟他的舅舅理论。
And so, when he found out, he debated with his uncle.
舅舅才。他说人家没有大女儿还没有出嫁就把小女儿先嫁的了。
And so his uncle said, no one gives his younger daughter away in marriage without having the first one married.
事先都没有讲啊。
But of course, this was not revealed in the beginning.
但是他又说你如果为着这个要这个小女儿你再为我做工做七年。
And so he said that if you want to marry my youngest daughter, then you have to work for me for another 7 years.
结果为着要拉结结果替舅舅白做工14年。
And so on behalf of Rachel, Jacob worked for 14 years for his uncle.
后来说替他的舅舅在那边牧养牛群的时候，舅舅又10次改他的工价。
And so, and while he was shepherding the sheep, then the cattle for his uncle, the uncle changed his price, his salary 10 times.
所以，因为他曾经欺骗人，所以神就用一个狡猾的人来对付他。
And so, because in the past he deceived others, then in the end, God would use others to deceive
him. 当然，神也祝福他了，得到很多的财物嘛。
And of course, God would bless him, and so they would receive much blessing.
当然，他也要为这个付出代价。
But of course, he would have to pay a price for this.
他回来的时候把那个牛羊骆驼一大堆就送给他的哥哥来赔罪。
And so when he returned back home, he would send a great number of flocks and herds of cattle to his brother to repay for his sin.
总共有580只
And if you count in total, it's 580.
这算是他财富的相当大的一部分。
And so this is a great percentage of his wealth.
所以我们知道神应许给我们很多的福分。
And so we know that God has promised us many portions.
我们一定要用信心来承受。
We need to accept this with faith.
不可以用不正当的方法，用人力血气，想要来得到神的应许。
But we should not use unrighteous methods in order to accomplish this.
否则我们会也是一样会付出代价。
Because in the end, we will also pay the price.
所以圣经不喜欢人欺骗。
And so the Bible does not like when when people lie.
因为神是信实的神。
Because God is a faithful God.
说诚实的人是属神的。
And so those who are honest belong to God.
所以说我们话对就对，不对就不对。
And so in our words, what is right is right. What is not.
多说了就是出于恶者。
Anything else comes from the evil one.
所以说起初魔鬼就是犯罪的。
And so in the very beginning, Satan was
他是杀人的, the one. 是说谎话的,
he was the sinner. He was the one who killed and he lied.
他也是说谎话, 这个人的父亲,
he is the father of lies.
所以启示录里面说啊, 像那些说谎话的人啊, 他们就没有办法进到圣城里面。
And so in Revelations it says that those who lie shall never enter into the temple.
所以我们要做一个诚实的神的儿女。
And so we need to be an honest child of God.
我们也要教导儿女啊, 要他们做人要诚实。
And we also need to teach our children that in order that we need to be upright and honest
people. 而我们自己本身啊, 要留给他们榜样。
And we need ourselves to set an example for them.
啊, 不要教导儿女讲一些不实在的话。
That they should not say meaningless and lying words.
啊, 最后我再谈一个这个亚哈的故事,
And so, lastly, I would like to talk about the story of Ahab.
我们知道这个亚哈的时代, 人都没有把神的话放在眼里。
We know that during the time of Ahab, the people of the Israelites did not put God in their hearts.
所以在这个列王记上16章的地方,
And so, in 1 Kings chapter 16, it tells us,
讲到有一个家庭叫做希伊勒,
it talks about a household of
16章的34节
Household of Heal
内王记上16章
1 Kings chapter 16 verse 34
虽然神讲的话已经过了很久啊, 但是神的话不会改变的。
And so even though the words of God may have passed for a very long time, but the words of God will never change.
以色列人他们攻占了这个耶利哥以后,
And so after the Israelites have attacked Jericho,
耶稣亚就叫众人起誓, 不可以重建耶利哥。
And so Joshua made the people swear that they would never again be like the Jericho.
实际上是重建那个城墙啊，那个他们战争的防御的那个城。
And so it is actually a rebuilding of the wall that for the protection of the city.
说如果重建耶利哥啊, 立根基的时候会伤长子。
And so if you rebuild Jericho, then you'd hurt your
firstborn.
And then afterwards you hurt your younger one.
啊，而且我就是这个希勒啊，他不听啊，而且我这个啊，耶稣亚的预言后来就应验在他们家。
And so this person, Heil, he did not listen to the words of God, and so the punishment of God came upon him. And so we know that the words of God are written in the heavens and will last
forever.
And so not a single word of God shall pass away. And so we must be absolutely faithful to the word of God. And so we know that Ahab, when he became king, and so when the northern kingdom came down, they worshipped the golden calf. And they built an idol saying, this is the God that that brought you out of Egypt.
都陷在拜偶像的罪中。
And so it caused them to the Israelites to all worship idols and fall into sin.
亚哈做王都说又娶了一个西顿的王的女儿。
And so Ahab, when he became king, he also married the daughter.
又带了很多外邦的偶像来。
And then he also brought many idols, foreign idols from Gentiles.
所以让以色列人呐，他就罪中加罪。
And so he added sin upon sin for the Israelites.
当然我们知道这个亚哈的婚姻啊，对他的影响很大。
And so we know that the marriage of Ahab had a great impact on his result.
所以圣经才说，不要同父一轭了。
And so the Bible says, do not be one with evil.
那虽然国中3年半饥荒啊。
And so even though there was a famine for 3.5 years.
那就是神的目的就是要让他们能够了解。 那个巴力不是神啊,
it is so that they can understand that Baal was not God.
所以在加密山上的时候啊, 以利亚一祷告, 神就降下来, 把火就, 降火来, 就把祭物烧掉了。
And so while on Mount Carmel, Elijah prayed and asked God to send down fire to burn up the offering.
And so the 目的要促进百姓归向神。
It is so that the people can return back to God.
啊，但是啊，亚哈王看到神的作为啊，但是他就执迷不悟，一直都不悔改。
But Ahab, even though he saw the work of God, he refused to repent.
而且越来越远离神。
And also, not only that, but he would be depart further and further away from God.
所以后来说啊，他啊，发现他那个王宫旁边啊，有一块地。
And so that he found a plot of land next to his kingdom.
啊，是一个义人拿伯的。
And then it is a righteous man, Naboth, who
owned it. 啊，他想说啊，这一块地啊，在我王宫旁边啊，啊，如果能够得到来做菜园都好。
And so he said that this vineyard that is next to my kingdom, it would be so great if I could take it.
所以他就跟拿伯说啊，我跟你买，或者是我用别的地跟你换。
And he said, he said to Naboth, I can purchase this vineyard from you, or I could use another plot of land and exchange it with you.
但是我们知道以色列人啊，他们对神给他们的产业啊，祖先留下的产业，他们是很重视的。
But we know the Israelites, they care very much about the inheritance that they receive, and so they hold it great treasure.
因为他们尊重神，所以保神啊。保守神事的产业。
And because they fear God, and so they respected the inheritance of God.
啊，这个亚哈王得不到啊，就心里闷闷不乐。
And so Ahab, he could not obtain this vineyard, and so he was very saddened.
王后也许没看到有。
And then when the Queen Jezebel saw it,
说你为什么闷闷不乐呢？不吃饭呢？
Why are you so sullen? Why that you eat no food?
他说我想要拿伯的葡萄园得不到。
Because he said, I wanted the vineyard of Naboth, and I could not receive it.
啊，这个王后耶洗别啊，因为他没有神啊，所以那个所想的、所做的都很坏。
And because Jezebel did not have God in her heart, so all that she thought of was evil.
她说：“你去吃饭，我替你想办法。”
She said, "Arise, eat food, and I will take care of it."
啊，然后她就写信给那个耶稣内的长老。
And so she wrote letters to the elders and the nobles.
说你们把那个耶伯找来。
And she said, let Naboth be brought.
啊，找几个匪徒作伪证。
And ask some scoundrels to bear witness against
him. 啊，然后控告说拿伯得罪神，得罪王。
And bear witness that Naboth said that he has blasphemed against God and the king.
就用石头把他打死。
And then they shall stone him to death.
因为王跟王后这个势力很大。
Because the king and the queen has such great power.
耶稣内的长老啊，当然接到信就照着做了。
And so the elders, when they received the letters, of course they did it accordingly.
但是啊，这个义人拿伯就这样被打死了。
And so this righteous man Naboth, he was stoned like
this. 连他家里面有继承权的，通通被杀死。
And even his household, those within the vineyard, were stoned to death.
所以如果没有神鉴察的话，可能这个义人啊就白白死掉了。
If it were not for the inspection of God, this righteous person would have died in vain.
那神就叫以利亚说：“你去见王。”
And so God told Elijah to go meet the king.
因为他把自己卖掉了。
Because he has sold himself.
哦，所以以利亚就去见亚哈王。
And so Elijah went to face Ahab.
说你杀了人要得人的土地，你已经把自己卖掉了。
That you have murdered in order to steal someone's land, you have already sold yourself.
那所以我们行恶事啊，是出卖自己。
And so when we do evil things, it is actually a betrayal, a selling
ourselves. 因为人行的事情啊，都有一个影，好像影子跟着人一样。
And all that we do is like it is being recorded.
善恶都有它的结果，它的报应。
And so good and evil all have its results.
所以先知就对他讲。
And so the prophet told him.
那你杀了人，要得人的土地。
That you murdered in order to obtain someone's possession.
所以狗在哪里舔拿伯的血，也要在那里舔你的血。
So in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, the dog shall lick your blood.
说这个亚哈家全家要被剪除。
And so the entire household of Ahab, every male will
be set free. 说那个狗要来吃那个耶洗别的肉。
And the dog shall eat Jezebel.
后来这个事情啊， 不久就实现了。
And not long after, this would come to fruition.
亚王去征战的时候，他虽然改变成那个普通百姓的衣服。
And so when King Ahab went to battle, he wore the dress, the outfit of a commoner.
他以为这样敌人就找不到目标啊。
And so he thought that way, if he disguised himself, the enemy would not find him.
他说敌人有一个兵啊，就随便的射箭，随便乱射。
But someone in the had just set off a random arrow.
那个箭好像长眼睛一样。
And it almost seemed that this arrow had a homing device.
就跑到那个亚王那个。盔甲的那个细缝里面就钻进去了。
And so it struck Ahab between the joints of his armor.
哎呀，不久就受伤就死掉了。
And not long after he was wounded, he died.
人家把他的车啊，在那个撒玛利亚的那个池旁在那洗。
And so someone washed the chariot at the pool in Samaria.
他说真的骨就来那边舔他的血。
And sure enough, the dogs licked up his blood.
后来他的全家就被耶户所杀。
And so his entire household later was killed.
耶洗别还被从楼上丢下来。
And Jezebel was actually thrown off the roof.
他的那个尸体就被那个狗把它吃掉了。
And her corpse was eaten up by the dogs.
所以圣经里面说我们不要行恶过分。
And so the Bible tells us do not commit evil.
因为我们人所行的都有它的结果跟在后面。
Because whatever we do always has a consequence following.
所以圣经里面说，我们种什么，我们会收什么。
And so the Bible says we sow whatever we reap.
我们希望我们所种的都是一些仁义的果子。
And so we hope that we always sow the human
resources. 让我们丰丰富富的来有收成，能够进神的国，享受永远的荣耀。
And so that we shall reap the rewards of abundance.
所以我们一件恶事一件恶事都不可以做。
And so we should not commit even one single act of evil.
我们来唱诗518首。
And so let's sing hymn 518.
Thank you.
里说流泪撒种的会欢呼收割。
And so here it says that they who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
啊，带种流泪出去的。
And those who sow, who go out in tears,
啊，会欢欢乐乐的带着禾捆回家。
Shall bring, shall doubtless come back again with rejoicing.
虽然我们信仰的生活当中也会面对很多的挑战，会很多的艰难。
And so even though in our lives we may encounter difficulties,
啊，有时候也会面对身体的病痛或者各样的劳苦的。
And so even though we might find, face health issues or other difficulties,
但是我们知道啊，神都跟我们同在，我们靠主就能够胜过。
But we know that God is always with us, that as long as we rely on God, we shall overcome.
说其实我们在苦难当中啊，神同样跟我们一起受苦难。
And so in the midst of suffering, we know that God is also suffering with us.
啊，他会担当我们的愁苦。
And he shall bear all of our sorrows.
所以一个敬畏神的义人啊，就是他在病痛当中啊，神也会为他铺床。
And so a righteous person who is suffering, in the midst of suffering, even then God will make his bed.
啊，所以我们知道我们的神是怜悯慈爱的神。
And so we know that God is a loving and merciful God.
我们主有全然的交托他，靠着他来足以带领我们啊的道路。
And so we can only ask him to guide our footsteps.
我们只要坚信地依靠神了，我们一定能够得胜有余。
And as long as we rely upon him, we shall be victorious in this life.
我们为在试炼当中、患难当中的弟兄姐妹啊，用爱心帮助祷告。
And so in our prayers, let us remember and pray for those who are going through great difficulties.
因为我们都是啊，走天国道路的信仰的伴侣。
Because we are all companions walking on this journey of faith.
所以我们一定要互相的扶持，互相帮助。
And so we need to help and encourage one another.
刚强的一定要担待软弱的。
And the strong shall help the weak.
我们携手同行天国的道路。
And so together we walk on this heavenly journey.
所以向往锡安大道的，神就帮助他越走越有力。
And so those who walk on the path to Mount Zion, God will strengthen them step by step.
聚集在神的面前来颂赞神，荣耀他。
And they shall convene in his presence and praise and worship him.
求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
And so we ask God to help every one of us.
我们现在就一起感谢祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray in thanksgiving.